Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
This is the log of Communications Officer Doug Eiffel. Recording from the comms room of the USS Hephaestus Station. It's been 580 days since our departure from Terra Firma. You join me, dear friends, on a day of sadness, a time of grim and mournful thoughts. An hour of wolves and shattered shields.
Everyone, this is Commander Minkowski. Just a general reminder that our Christmas dinner is going to be at 2200 hours. I'm using up the last of the real turkey for this, so make sure you show up on time so you can get some while it's still hot. I think I've also managed to mix something that's relatively close to the taste of eggnog, although I'd appreciate a second opinion if you have a moment, Dr. Hilbert. See you all in a little bit. Merry Christmas!
Okay, fine. There's also all of that going on, but whatever. Son of a... There's other things happening aside from sanitized pagan rituals, Commander. Not that you remember. Not that anyone ever remembers. Anyway, as I was saying, impenetrable darkness. I'm down to my last cigarette. The sole survivor of the local Gestapo raids. One last carcinogenic stick of mouth-watering stale tobacco to bring a ray of sunshine into my world. But it's okay. Don't cry for me, Argentina. This may be a time of great loss, but not one for surrender. We are not going to go gentle into that good night. No, we are going to rage. And rage. And then we're going to rage while we smoke this goddamn cigarette.
Officer Eiffel, could you come down to my laboratory? I need a second pair of hands to execute this experiment.
Not now, Dr. Hilbert. Taking a personal insanity moment. Ask again later.
I'm afraid I must insist that you come immediately.
Hilbert, doors closed. Do not disturb signs hanging. I'll take my housekeeping later. Thank you. Bye-bye. I actually got this idea from my near-death experience with that spider from a couple of weeks ago. Turns out something good did come of it. I snagged this handy-dandy oxygen mask from our emergency supply shed this morning. In just a sec, I'm gonna have Hera pull the oxygen out of the room. I'll take a drag from the mask every other breath, and without the excess O2, I'll be able to light my cigarette without lighting the air around me on fire. The way that baby Jesus intended.
Officer Eiffel?
Impeccable timing, Hera. You ready to do this thing?
You're still not listening to me. I keep telling you, there's quite a few reasons why this is not going to work. Like the fact that...
I don't want to hear it.
And the various dangers and health risks.
Worst comes to worst, I spend the next week laid up in Hilbert's lab. Get to be unconscious for Minkowski's Holly Jolly Christmas special. That's the definition of bliss. You ready to go nuts?
Sure. But before we go nuts, my sensors just picked up something that I think might be of interest to you. I'm picking up a faint testing all my sense horizon.
Could you confirm? Right ascension, 4 hours, 9 minutes, 15.6 seconds. Declination, -53 degrees, 22 minutes, 25.3 seconds.
25.3 seconds. Okay, this should just take a moment. Let's see what we got. Hello, gorgeous. Whew, where are you coming from? Good catch, Hira.
I thought I noticed something weird going on at that frequency. Consider it my present.
Well, you're a bit early for that. Didn't you hear the commander? Christmas presents after dinner.
No, that's not what I meant. Happy birthday, Officer Eiffel.
Oh, thank you. I thought that...
See if you can clean up that transmission before we lose it.
Right. Yes, that. Good thinking. Okay. Let's see. Come here, you.
Officer Eiffel, I will not be summarily dismissed like some sort of chambermaid.
Really not a good time, Doc. Hold up for a moment.
I am in the middle of an extremely delicate procedure. You cannot expect me to stand idle simply because you want to sit here listening to...
To?
What are you listening to?
Oh, just one of the old Earth radio transmissions. It'd been a while since we went into one of them, but Hira just picked this one up a few seconds ago.
These are the transmissions you've been picking up? Are they all like this?
What do you mean, like this?
Are they all classical music?
No, we've had some jazz, some ballroom, some old-timey banjo.
Are they always old transmissions?
What? Yeah, it's never top 40s stuff. Most of it sounds like it's from the 10s or 20s. Why?
Eiffel, I'm going to need you to stop what you're doing.
Why?
Because this transmission is not coming from Earth.
What? Of course it is.
Think about it.
I am thinking about it, Doctor. Radio transmissions go out into space all the time. It just takes them a while to get to places. We're just picking up the echoes of the original broadcast.
7.8 light years?
What?
7.8. That's how far we are from Earth. Radio waves travel at the speed of light. If we were picking up a transmission from Earth, it would be one from 8 years ago. Wherever this is coming from is a lot farther than Earth. This transmission isn't echoing, Eiffel. It's making a return trip.
Commander, get up to the comms room.
Not a good time, Eiffel. I have a lot to do before the Christmas dinner.
And we have an honest-to-God situation on our hands. Get in here, stat. Okay, let's talk this out.
1910s or 20s. Time to get there, time to get back must mean minimum stellar distance of 50, maybe 40 light years.
Another station. Someone they've got posted out here in deep space? You gotta pass the time. Worse ways to do it than playing old-timey space, DJ.
Unfeasible. We're one of the remotest outposts, and communication capabilities are limited. Where are the readouts for this transmission?
Over here. Okay. So then, maybe they're just bouncing off some large planetary body, something with a high enough concentration of metal that it could, like, act as a natural transistor.
Single occurrence? Maybe. Still incredibly unlikely. But you've been picking up transmissions with recurrence, mathematically untenable for natural phenomenon. Do you have frequency measurements for the previous transmissions?
Yeah, pulling them up now. You're not saying what I think you're saying.
When you eliminate the impossible, whatever remains, however unlikely, must be the truth.
All right, I'm here. What's wrong?
Wrong may not be the right word exactly, Commander, but you may want to hold on to something. You know those radio broadcasts I've been picking up for the past 5 months?
The old radio broadcast from Earth?
Well, funny thing about that. Dr. Hilbert was just double-checking my work on that, and I may have been wrong about a certain part of it.
Which part?
The from Earth part.
What?
Hilbert thinks that the age of the broadcast means that these calls are slightly longer distance than we thought.
How much longer?
40 light years, give or take.
Wait, what? Hold on, what are you getting at?
Right now, nothing. We still need to verify and check the math before we have any idea of what's happening here. Conservatively speaking, all we can say is that we're running into a pretty weird deep space anomaly.
And speaking non-conservatively?
Well, there's the remote possibility that...
Eiffel may have made first contact with non-terrestrial intelligence.
You gotta be kidding me.
Turns out I may be really good at my job. Hold your applause.
Okay. You said something about verification. What does that entail?
Running a backtrace on the signal, we might be able to use the Hephaestus' processor to triangulate the origin point.
And if the caller ID checks out? What then? Dien?
So I guess that's that.
Shh! Wait a moment.
Okay, what do we have to do to trace this thing?
We'll need to run the calculations from our central processor. Eiffel, can you patch this up to the bridge?
On it.
Would also be good to adjust the receptor dish. Get a more direct reading of the signal.
After that went so well last time, pass.
I'll take care of that. Come on, let's get this done while we still have the signal.
This is Hephaestus Bridge, Commander. We copy.
I'm at the receptor dish. Beginning adjustment now.
47 degrees towards starboard ought to do the trick.
Okay, one moment. There, try that.
That sounds better.
Not quite 5x5, but should be enough to get a lock.
Great. Heading back towards the airlock.
Jesus, I'm reading about 90 Janskis here. This thing's got a bit of a kick in it.
Hira, any results?
Finishing up preliminary calculations, Doctor. Point source seems to be somewhere in the Dorado constellation.
How far away is that?
Far.
Nearest registered stellar body is Zeta Doradus, just shy of 40 light years.
Holy crap.
Hira, can we refine that at all?
Already on it. Factors to triangulate, so this will take some time. But all the trajectory angles are definitely pointing away from Earth.
Holy crap. They were right. They knew.
What's that, Eiffel?
Oh, it's just, you know, year and a half of listening to static for 4 hours every night, no real indication of anything being out there. You kind of start to feel like... After that stunt Command pulled with the empty man, I was starting to wonder if maybe my job was another one of their wacko psychological experiments. You know, if we stick a guy in deep space and tell him to listen to nothing for a couple of years, is he gonna be stupid enough to do it? How long before he snaps and cuts off his left ear? But here we are, with a real deal deep space transmission. You know, it's my...
Eiffel. What is that?
What? Looks like some slight interference on the Alpha channel. Hang on, let me run down to the comms room. I might be able to clear that up.
Right. Kira, run lockdown protocol 24C.
Isn't Officer Eiffel going to come back and...
Just do it. Authorization code Indigo 39.
Affirmative, Dr. Hilbert. Implementing now.
All right, Hira, I'm at the airlock. Open the outer seal, please.
Countermand that, Hira.
What?
I'm afraid I can't do that, Dr. Hilbert. That's a direct order from the commanding officer of the space station.
Emergency code Alpha Victor. Voice confirmation, Dr. Alexander Hilbert.
Affirmative. Airlock open order canceled.
Hira, open the airlock door. Let me in.
I can't do that, Lieutenant.
Hilbert, what are you doing? Let me into the station right now.
Apologies, but I cannot comply with that request.
Request? That's an order. Hilbert, what the hell are you doing?
I'm afraid the answer to that question is rather long and complicated, Lieutenant, and time is a bit short at the moment.
This is treason. You are betraying your commanding officer.
Under previous circumstances, perhaps, but this discovery alters the mission parameters drastically. My new timetable is a rather limited one, so I must take some extreme measures.
Hilbert?
Goodbye, Lieutenant. Enjoy your last half hour of oxygen.
Hilbert, let me in right now or I am going...
I'm still picking up that interference on the Alpha channel, so I'm going to assume that you were listening in on at least part of that conversation, Officer Eiffel.
What the hell is wrong with you? Are you crazy?
You're perfectly welcome to think that if it suits you. It changes nothing.
Hira, why the hell are you listening to him? Let Minkowski in before it's too late.
I'm
You'll find that's no good, Officer Eiffel. I have activated a few lines of code that I implanted into Hira's personality matrix in case an eventuality like this one should arise. She is quite incapable of going against my commands. Isn't that right, Hira?
That is correct, Commander Hilbert.
Machines are so simple. It all comes down to their programming.
You're still killing your superior officer! Command is gonna have your head on a pike!
In case you have not noticed, there is much that neither you nor Minkowski understands about command. I assure you that when I tell them about your discovery in a few minutes, you'll find that they will be quite amenable to my course of action.
Minutes? Ha! Joke's on you, Dr. Kevorkian. It'll take at least a week to contact Earth.
With your rudimentary instruments, perhaps? Fortunately, my superiors outfitted me with a backup pulse beacon relay in case something of magnitude should arise. I sent them a hail before we came up to the bridge. They should be in touch before too long.
We'll see about that. I suppose you're gonna kill me too, aren't you?
Of course not. There is far too much unfinished business between us for that. I'll admit a longer period of study would have been nice, but given current circumstances, the blunt approach will have to suffice.
Wait, what? Oh my god, you were!
Fortunately, your little incursion onto our oral hygiene supplies provided a perfectly suitable method to deal with such an impasse. Hira, please deploy the halothane knockout gas canisters that are hooked up to the communications room.
No, wait.
Affirmative, Doctor. Deploying now.
Hira, no, do it! Stop!
Deep breaths, Officer Eiffel. I'll see you very soon.
This has been Wolf 359, written and directed by Gabrielle Urbana. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Amisher Jarko, and the role of Hero was played by Michaela Swee. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Tonight's space transmission was The Planets by Gustav Holst. If you enjoyed tonight's episode, please consider leaving a review on our iTunes page. Visit us at wolf359.fm or follow us on Twitter at Wolf359 Radio for more information on our show.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Welcome to the Strata.
There's two of them following me. I know that for sure.
Hand over the package and we'll let you go.
You'll let me go? Oh, that's cute. The first bullet hits me in the chest, sends me staggering back a step. All right, you assholes.
Let's go! Move it!
Yeah, run! That's it! And spread the word! Don't mess with Rust! Ever! Anyone who tries is gonna... Oh, forget it.
The Strata. In a dystopian city, an aging courier is forced to go into business with an underworld ganglord in order to pay for the treatment that keeps him alive. Check out The Strata anywhere you listen to podcasts.